106.7 K-Jug Country. Chad, yesterday was the first day of the grab-and-go lunches.
Yes, helping out the kids right here in the Valley who need to get something to eat while they're out of school.
We have on the phone with us right now Dr. Tamara Ravelin, superintendent for Visalia Unified School District. Day one of grab-and-go meals is behind us. A lot of schools were giving out food yesterday all over the state. How did it all go yesterday?
We have school sites, 16 of those, where we had grab-and-go meal services, either drive-up or walk-up, as well as the ability to pick up curriculum for grades kindergarten up through grades 12. We also had two single bus stops out in the rural areas and then five complete bus routes. I would say that the interest and the need from our families was much more than we originally anticipated. We offer a grab-and-go meal service for lunch and breakfast very similar to this in the summer, and we don't have nearly as much interest as we did today. So we monitored, we're adjusting and gearing up. We're calling in a couple other crews to prepare meals, and we're calling in additional support to be out at the site to serve those additional meals.
For summer break, families have time to prepare for that. This was so immediate, there was no time for preparation for families to stock up on food for the kids. So I assume there were not many meals left yesterday.
Some of our schools, unfortunately, ran out of meals. We had areas where we were able to pick up and transport to a different school site where the need was a little bit less. And a few of our bus routes had some extra meals that they were able to bring in, as well as curriculum. But we did not have enough to serve all of our families, which is unfortunate, but again, we didn't anticipate the need being this strong, so we're going to ramp up for that. Since you mentioned it was the first day, the other thing that happens is normally our kitchens cook hot lunches and serve them, you know, in the cafeteria, and so the food that was ordered for this week was food that was going to be cooked and served at a school site, so our food service folks had to go out and purchase different types of food and package that all up. So early Tuesday, they started prep and get additional food supplies in so that we can meet the need.
Are schools prepared to go longer than just the first part of April and providing food?
We will. We're able to participate in what we kind of call the summer food program. Food service is considered an essential function, so that is something that we will continue to provide.
So we can confirm that parents are not going to have to let their kids go without. There will be food provided with the school districts.
That's correct, and please do let them know that. The caveat with this program, which we have to follow regulations because we are a government agency, is that the parents need to be with the children or an adult needs to be with the children. And we can give a lunch and a breakfast to however many children are present, ages 1 all the way up through 18. So the children, some of them are younger than school age, but they are eligible to receive these meals.
We also need to stress in this time that people need to stay calm and not get unruly. We can only do what we can do at this stage.
You're absolutely correct. I was heartened to hear, though, that at all of our sites, even at the ones where we didn't have enough instructional materials on hand today or enough meals to serve, that people were very understanding. Visalia and our surrounding communities here in Tulare County are very generous and supportive of each other, and people do understand that, and they understand that we're learning as we go.
Dr. Ravelin, we sure appreciate you coming on with us, and it's great to see the communities coming together. Not just Visalia, but the entire Valley is coming together.
And they are, and we've had outreach from many churches and other service organizations who are also willing to help. We're just trying to navigate what resources we could use from them so we can put them to work. But we live in a great county. The surrounding communities, all the school districts are working together. We're sharing information with each other. We're very blessed here.
Everything is absolutely appreciated from everyone that's helping out. Of course, you can go to kjug.com. We have the grab-and-go lunch schedules for the entire area. As far as you can hear K-Jug, you can go to kjug.com and see the grab-and-go schedules. Dr. Ravelin, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate you getting this information out.